The beleaguered director of the Redmond Proficiency Academy has officially resigned. The school's board accepted the resignation of Michael Bremont on Saturday. He's been on paid administrative leave since his arrest over a month ago on sexual abuse charges involving a student. Bremont is out of jail on bail. He's living with relatives in West Lynn. He was not at the school board meeting. School officials say they hope to have a permanent director in place by mid-April. The Bend Target store has a fresh new look. The store on the north side of town officially unveiled its new improvements yesterday. The grand reopening was a chance for customers to come in and see the results of 3 months of work. Teresa Daly manages the Bend store.
Very exciting time, I think, for our town to get some other options. Our grocery prices are typically lower than you'll find elsewhere. In addition, we offer like some really great coupons and such that will be coming out.
The remodeling included the removal of walls, installation of new fixtures, and a fresh coat of paint. Deschutes County Commissioner Alan Unger and Forester Joe Stutler are in Reno today to share their ideas with forestry leaders. Unger says others hope to learn from their efforts to bring loggers and environmentalists together. The overgrown forests are actually a huge hazard for a wildfire.
We have cleaned up about 30,000 acres so far. We're into starting year two to three. And this is over 140,000 acres from Black Butte Ranch to Mount Bachelor. So when you get up and look at the mountains in the morning, that's the forest we're trying to clean up.
Unger says the cleanup has also created jobs. He says, in his opinion, the loggers and environmentalists that he works with have moderated in their positions. The aging baby boomer population means more and more families must deal with Alzheimer's. 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer reports on the challenges.
Caring for loved ones with Alzheimer's can be exhausting for family members. Jenny Thornbury with the Central Oregon Council on Aging says it's important families seek out help and know when it gets to be too much.
This particular disease and the caregiving aspect, it is so difficult emotionally and physically. And often the caregiver will become sick and burn out and may die before the patient.
Currently, 5 million Americans are living with Alzheimer's. Last week, a Lapine man with Alzheimer's took off in his car after an argument with his wife. Luckily, Forest Service workers near Roseburg found his car stuck in the snow off a service road 5 days after he went missing. He was confused, but otherwise okay. Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.
NCAA tournament games in Portland this year brought in nearly $10 million to the city. Oregon Sports Authority CEO Drew Mihalik says next time around, instead of opening round games, they want to land something bigger.
The stakes are higher at the region because the winner goes on to the Final Four. And it is something that I think Oregon has looked forward to for decades, and we'd certainly like to bring that back.
Mihalik says March Madness could return here as soon as 2014. The games this year were near sellouts despite the lack of Northwest teams playing in Portland. The U.S. National Park Service needs a full-time farmer for its ranch near Dayville. Jim Hammett, supervisor of the John Day National Monument, says the job is likely the only full-time farmer position offered by the National Park Service. A posting on the federal employment website, usajobs.gov, says the job at the Cant Ranch pays between $18.62 and $21.72 an hour. Hammett says growing hay on the four fields on the ranch keeps down weeds and draws in wildlife, particularly elk. Rangers and volunteers are speaking whale watching at Oregon's coast. 1110 KBND's Mary Lowes has more.
Migrating whales are heading north to Alaska and bringing visitors to Oregon's coast to catch a glimpse.
It's mostly the gray whales heading up to the top part of Alaska, the Bering and Chukchi Seas, to feed for the summer and the fall.
Linda Taylor's a park ranger at Depot Bay's Whale Watching Center and says visitors can also stop at other locations on the coast.
Whaler Bay is just a couple miles north of Depot Bay. Mequinahead, Cape Perpetua, as well as Don Davis right there in Newport.
In all, there are 24 sites where whale watching is spoken for the next week. For more, go to whalespoken.org. In Portland, Mary Lose, 1110 KBND Radio News.
For these stories and more, check us out online anytime at KBND.com. Get instant updates on breaking news when you follow us on Twitter. Our next local newscast comes up at 6:35 this morning. I'm Dave Jarvis for News Talk 1110 KBND. Depend on us.